Now, a lot of guys have wanted to know what my secret tip is, my secret body language tip, for getting a woman to respond to you positively pretty much every single time. And it's actually very, very simple, and I'm going to teach it to you right now. One of the things you have to understand is that between women or among women, one of their most commonly used techniques is what I call a level set or an emotional level set. If you ever watch a group of women when they're talking together, you'll see that if one of the women thinks that she's offended or hurt the feelings or somehow negatively impacted any of the women in that group, the first thing she's going to do is reach out and touch her. She's going to touch her on the arm. She might touch her on the shoulder. Typically, it's on the arm or on the hand. Okay? If you watch a woman, you'll see this is pretty consistent. And what is she doing when she's doing this? Well, physical touch tends to ground us, first of all. It reconnects us. And for women, especially, it does this with guys sometimes too, it emotionally level sets us. In other words, it makes sure that the other person doesn't go off on an emotional wild spike that we can't predict. Or if we've hurt their feelings, that person will suddenly get angry. Because once you're in contact with a person, it's very hard to get angry with them, especially with women, okay? Guys are kind of a slightly different situation because sometimes when we get into physical contact with another guy, we let that escalate anger. Okay, so if we're feeling angry, sometimes physical contact can exacerbate that. But on the whole, if it's done correctly, and women know this because they use it on guys all the time, especially when you're in bars or clubs or any of those particular situations, you'll see women use this on guys a lot too because they know it works. They reach out and they touch somebody and they stay in contact just long enough to kind of re-equalize all the emotions there so that nobody gets too heated, nobody gets too angry, nobody gets too upset. It brings people back in connection with each other. This is a very valuable body language tip that I cannot emphasize enough. You need to be using this. For guys, it can be very awkward because, again, we're not used to this kind of contact with other people. Guys are brought up to, you know, roughhouse, to push people around really hard or, you know, have that football player kind of mentality because we play with other guys and guys play with other guys pretty rough. But when we do this with women, we've got to maintain a little bit of a softer edge and a more sophisticated edge. And you also may have to come up against some of your social programming with respect to how you feel about touch and the whole physical contact and what we call kinesthetics. Kinesthetics is the study of physical contact between people. Okay, now there's two different kinds. There's the distance you put between yourself and another person, and there's the physical contact that you actually make with another person. There's two different kinds there. One's called proxemics, that's how close you get to a person, and the other one is kinesthetics, that's the actual physical touch. Now, my secret little tip is very simple, and this is how it works. When you're about to approach a woman, the first thing you want to do to her, before anything else, before you even open your mouth, the first thing you want to do is touch her gently on the forearm, if possible. Okay, it's not always possible, and that's fine. But for the most part, if you have the opportunity, and in most bars and nightclubs, you have that opportunity to reach out and just touch her gently. Now, if she's standing, the easiest way to do this is to reach and touch her elbow. Okay, because it's the middle of her arm, it's very inoffensive, and unless she's got her arms crossed firmly in front of her chest, it should be fairly easy for you to do. Okay, just a gentle touch before you say anything, because what that's going to immediately do is it's going to ground her and it's going to connect her to you. And if it's done delicately, and again, it's something you have to calibrate a little bit, you don't want to roughly grab her, you just want to touch her gently, and only for about 1 second to 2 seconds at the most, okay? And if you think about it, 1 second of contact is actually a very long time. Think about how long it is. You know, if you use the hippopotamus method, one hippopotamus, okay? That touch is just enough to get her to level set her emotions and get her to suddenly pay attention to you. That's another part of what this does. It gets her to really focus on you and what you're about to say. That's how you get her to respond positively pretty much every single time. I have yet to see this fail with women. It's just amazing how fantastic it works. And even in the middle of conversations, if you feel like maybe you've offended her or she's, you know, suddenly either turned off or just, you know, she doesn't know how to take what you just said, you touch her and then you pull your hand back and then you say whatever you're going to say. Okay, so you maybe said something that was offensive to her about the school she's going to, and then you put your hand on her arm and you go, "Oh, hey, you know what? I've got plenty of friends that go there. I know much you'd be offended about your school." And she'll respond positively to that. Another part of this technique is you want to be very relaxed when you do it. You want to feel relaxed, and you want to touch her with a very relaxed touch. You should also make sure your hands are fairly warm, not too cold to the touch, and definitely not sweaty. So, you know, do that little hand wipe thing on the side of your pants. If you're one of those people like me that gets occasional sweaty palms, make sure your hands are fairly warm, and just touch her gently and pull your hand back really quick. This is also a good point to mention that women are also very positively influenced by a guy who has soft hands. Now, that doesn't mean that you know, if you're a guy like me that likes to work out in the gym, occasionally build up those calluses, well, that's fine. But you can make your fingertips and the surface of your skin on all the other areas of your hand fairly soft. Just use a little bit of Lubriderm or some hand lotion. Use unscented. You know, you don't want to use something that's too girly. But that will really make your skin feel soft, and she will notice this. Women notice the texture of your skin, and that's very, very appealing to them. So there you go. There's my no-nonsense, quick, secret body language tip to getting a woman to positively respond to you every time you approach and flirt with her, and it really does work. It's one of the most effective techniques you can possibly use, and it's just so deceptively simple, most guys won't even think of it. But if you do it correctly, it will work.